Mr. Vice.
Take over.
Shouldn't have that second glass, Vice, too.
All right, number two on the other business has been removed, so that brings us to item number three, subdivision 2005-78, the Marva Woodlands Alliance.
This is a request to amend a condition of approval that the commission granted November 14th of 2007. Part of condition number five reads in part, the amenities shall include sport courts, trails, a tot lot, and active open space areas on both sides of Stokely Road. The developers are requesting that the walking trails be deleted since condition number three requires sidewalks on both sides of all the subdivision streets. And I provided you a copy of the letter from the engineer explaining this request. Just a little bit more information. This application originally received preliminary approval for 226 lots on December 14th of 2006. And then between that date and November 14th, the project was taken over by another engineering firm, and the commission granted a revised preliminary approval. There were lots on both sides of Stokely Road. Now all the lots are on the one side of Stokely Road.
Finish this.
And now the area on the other side will be utilized as stormwater management area.
I am Kevin Smith.
Hold on for a second. I don't think anybody's asked you to say anything yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Take a seat. We'll let you know if we want to hear something.
Shane, can you say that again?
This isn't a public hearing. This is just a site plan. This may all happen for your benefit without you doing a thing. If we need you, we'll be sure and call on you.
Can you say that again?
Which part?
What was recently done. They moved. They
received preliminary approval December 14th of 2006. There were 226 lots. November 14th of 07, they came back before the commission with the current engineer. You reviewed a revised preliminary subdivision plan for a 226 lot cluster subdivision. You granted the preliminary approval on December 14th of 06. Kircher Engineering found that there were design limitations that would prevent 54 single-family lots from being developed on the south side of Road 280. These limitations included, but were not limited to, DLDOT requesting an area to treat water runoff by both Stokely and Cool Spring Road. The revised plan relocates the 54 lots that were proposed to be on the south side to the north side. All of the lots are now located on the same side of the road. At the south side of Road 280 will serve as a large stormwater management facility. They were still proposing 226 lots. And you granted a revised preliminary that was as submitted. That was carried 4-0. Mr. Ross was not on the commission, and you made the second. But what they're asking now is to do away with the walking trails, since they're required to have sidewalks on both sides of all street, and that's proposed on the final plan.
So, Mr. Chapman, if I may ask a question, back in 2007, when we approved the change, did we approve the change with all these lots being on the same side of the road?
That's correct.
Okay. So in terms of the shifting of the lots from one side and stuffing them all in one area, that we were in agreement with that at that time?
That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman,
Yes, sir.
I do have a question. I'd like for the engineer to come forward.
All right, then.
Now you stand up.
Now it's your turn. All right, sir. Give us your name, please.
Kevin Smith. I'm with Kershaw Engineering.
Okay. Thank you.
Kevin,
I do have to ask you, if you're going to be testifying as an expert, can you tell us a little bit about your qualifications, credentials? Are you an engineer or site designer experience?
I've been a project manager for Kershaw Engineering for 8 years now.
Okay.
I've been in the field for about 16.
Perfect. Thank you. Go ahead. Just have to get it on the record.
Mr. Smith, how much open space is there going to be on the north side of the road where all the units are being proposed?
Open space on the north side?
That's still open.
It's going to remain open. Right. There's a pump area over here to the west and north. The wetlands area is over here to the east. There's a small pond of wetlands over here to the southeast. And there's stormwater management areas throughout the property. I believe there's three on the north side and one on the
So in terms of developable lots on the south side, that's been given up in exchange for the stormwater management fund?
Entirely, yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson, the total site's 215.23 acres, and the total open space, not including wetland area, is 107.67 acres.
Is that including the area across the street too?
Both sides, yes.
Okay. Because as I recall this project, one of the nice things that was about it was all the open space that was being provided, and that you weren't developing every piece of ground that was available.
Right.
But I understand we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with your request for a change. So, Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions at this point.
All right, Mr. Burton.
The green area is depicted on this and that. That is the removal of the...
That's the proposed sidewalk. The other thing that I'm not sure that was mentioned is that we want to remove the trails throughout the open space and the wooded wetland area. And we want to also remove the requirement to have sidewalk on both sides of the street. The green highlighted area is the actual sidewalk we proposed. Every lot's still going to contain, either have a sidewalk across the street or directly in front of it. And there's the highlighted area is about 2.2 miles of walkway. And that's only on one side of the road.
You know, just so we're clear, that's not what the letter says.
That's not what your letter says.
Right.
It says that since there's sidewalks on both sides of the street, we feel it's appropriate. I mean, I'll read it. We believe that since sidewalks are to be provided on both sides of all subdivision streets as per condition number two, adequate pedestrian facilities will be available, and therefore, you know, the elimination of trails is appropriate. So, I mean, I don't know that hangs up the commission or not, but that's not what it said.
Can you make a change like that?
I mean, it's not really a public hearing.
There's no public notice.
You can do it.
But that's not what was requested.
It was requested at a later date by the developer, and it relayed through the developer's consultant, Merrick Burke, something that, you know, Mr. Murray, who made the initial submittal for the letter, stated that, you know, we would attempt to get that at the meeting.
Mr. Burke, I talked to Mr. Burke earlier this week. That's the first I'd heard of it. And we had a conversation about what other projects are doing. So the request is to try to switch it to one side of the route.
And I think you can do that. It's not like it's a procedural hang up.
That wasn't, it was just,
you know, yeah.
this came out in the conversation this week, so they wouldn't have had time to submit it into the record prior to the agenda.
Which sort of threw me for a loop, I think, like Mr. Burton, because it's different than what our notes said.
So we're dealing with removal of the sidewalks, removal of the trails?
Not removal of the sidewalks, just the requirement that it be on both sides of the road. And if you look at the green highlighted area, it's still a lot of sidewalk. And there's probably 40% of the lots don't have it directly on their property or in front of their property. There's a good portion of it that has it on their property.
And green is what stays?
Green is what stays.
Is what they would like to stay. It's not what stays yet.
Yes.
Right.
Would those sidewalks be located within the 50-foot right-of-way, or would they be actually on the lots?
They would be within the 50-foot right-of-way. It was just easier to highlight it that way. Just for illustrative purposes only.
And where you had crossings at intersections, it would be a...
They would have crossing. To be ADA-compliant crossings, yes. And most of those crossings were designed to... in the construction plans.
So while we're at it, Mr. Smith, is there any other things you want to delete from this project? Any other amenities or anything else you want us to remove while we're considering it? Or is that going to be at a later date?
Just to warn you, I think he's being sarcastic.
I don't believe there will be any more amendments requested.
You picked that up in my voice, did you?
Mr. Burke would like to say something, if the commission allows.
Yeah, come on up.
Chairman, there'll be no further deletions from this site plan. Merritt Burke, for the record.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have no further questions.
Thank you. Mr. Smith.
Motion.
Mr. Ross.
Okay, on the sidewalks, I notice you have sidewalks around a couple of the cul-de-sacs, but there is one small cul-de-sac, and I apologize, I left my glasses home, but I think it starts in lot 77 and goes to lot 82 and around. It's on the left bottom, right there. No, right there. In my drawing, it doesn't show the sidewalk going around that cul-de-sac. Is that just a misdrawing? But it goes around that cul-de-sac?
It would go around that cul-de-sac.
Okay. And then
that could be the
cul-de-sac here doesn't show it going all the way around?
Right. It would stop
this
here.
This one is, but this one here.
It's going to stop here.
Thank you. I left my glasses home. I apologize.
Here it would stop only because there's probably within 50 feet, there's a sidewalk here.
So that's
here.
A blacktop, and they just walk.
It's a standard.
Okay.
It's just a standard.
And then how about here? There's no connectivity between this lot 166 and lot 165 along the amenity area. Will that also be skipped?
Right. I believe because this is more of an amenity area. I didn't place.
I think we probably
here.
Ought to go ahead and connect that there if you can.
Okay.
And then this area here to connect this sidewalk along here. That's lots 195. Thank you, Rodney. This is so much better. And it's Mr. Smith, excuse me, and lot 216.
Okay.
So that if someone wants to cross, they don't have to walk down the street, and this is near the entrance, so this is even more important. Okay?
Okay. I don't see
if that's going to be considered by the commission.
Okay.
And so maybe somebody can decipher this on the tape. And what I've suggested is that on the drawing, they show the sidewalk deleted in front or bordering lot 216 and lot 195. And I've asked the applicant to not delete that sidewalk, and he's agreed. And the sidewalk along the amenity area across the street from lot 166 was shown as being deleted, and the applicant has agreed to reinsert that sidewalk. Otherwise, I'm okay, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I think we could address some of Mr. Ross's concerns by keeping the sidewalks on both sides of the street as originally proposed, as this was a cluster subdivision. So In deference to you, Mr. Ross, I don't think we need to go and pick and choose which lots shouldn't have a sidewalk. I think they should all have a sidewalk in front of them, but.
Yeah, if that's the decision of the commission, that's fine, but considering the applicant's presentation, I just want to make sure we didn't have those errors. If the commission wants to keep the two sidewalks and that's the prevailing opinion, well, that's good. Or if we decide to accept, then I want to make sure we accept something that has not got holes in it.
And I greatly appreciate that.
Okay, anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, just one thing, depending on how the commission acts on this. If we're just eliminating the trails, then the motion would be to amend condition number 5 to delete the reference to trails in the subdivision. If we're also saying that it's going to be sidewalks on one side of the street, that would also require an amendment to condition number 3, because condition number 3 currently states that there needs to be sidewalks on both sides of the streets. So the notes, and I think how it was written in there, just referenced in the letter, just referenced condition number 5. If we're going to deal with sidewalks, we also need to amend condition number 3. Because they're two different conditions.
Anyone else?
This does have final approval, correct? We did give it.
We did get through the final. Preliminary and.
Oh, preliminary only, but all the time extensions, okay.
So it has to come back?
Yeah, so no lots have been sold. It's, we're still designing, okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not so sure that the sidewalks is that, that sidewalks on one side of the street won't serve the community. I don't have that big of an issue personally with removing some of those sidewalks. I know cost is probably the primary concern. Our concern, of course, is does the community get served properly? And I've always been a little bit perplexed, if you will, with the whole sidewalk discussion in certain situations, because my perception of sidewalks, the reason I have one at my house, and we live on a farm, is because it helps keep the house clean. It keeps your feet dry, and when, you know, it's for walking less than it is for just convenience. And if the community has a way to get from one neighbor to the next by crossing the street out of their front sidewalk to one sidewalk and not be walking in mud or through whatever bad walking conditions, then you've met the community requirement, in my opinion. If you have a lot of traffic, well, then you may require sidewalks on both sides of the street. If there's, you know, 1,000 homes and you're going near a commercial center or, a store, a grocery store that's included in, you know, an RPC or something of that nature, well, then maybe as the traffic flow increases and the foot traffic increases, you'll need sidewalks on both sides of the street just to accommodate the number of people. But simply putting sidewalks on both sides of the street may not be a benefit to the home buyer either, because somebody's going to have to maintain those, the HOA or whoever down the road. So I don't really have too big of an issue personally with the request, as long as we don't have gaps in the one sidewalk thing. And that's just me speaking my mind, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else?
Just to clarify, Mr. Ross made the suggestion that this was all cost-driven. Is that where is that why we're getting rid of the trails and so on? Or what?
Well, there's other factors involved in removing the trails and removing the sidewalk.
Okay.
I mean, if you remove the trails, you'll be able to eliminate, you know, people encroaching in and near the wetlands. A lot of the open space in the wooded areas is adjacent to wetland and low-lying areas. It's not really conducive for a walking trail.
Okay.
The other things is it also, something to point out is if you're walking in this path and you need some emergency assistance, it's going to be difficult to get to you because of the location of where those trails might be. As far as the sidewalks on one side of the street, as Mr. Ross has pointed out, it's not disagreeable to walk across the street to a sidewalk in a development such as this, 25 miles per hour. You're going to have to, well, typically it's going to be 25 miles an hour.
I'll tell you this, you have greater faith in human nature than I do to think that somebody's going to cross the street to walk on a sidewalk and then cross back to go where they're going.
Well, that's where...
They're just going to walk down the road.
Well, that's why with the design of this, it actually promotes them to walk onto that sidewalk because that it's right across the street. It's not as if it's down the road and they have to walk to a certain place. It's literally within 30 to 40 feet from where they would walk into the street. The other things is...
They're going to walk down the street.
Impervious surfaces. Well, I've seen people walk in the street when the sidewalk's available.
Agreed.
But
I have too.
It also allows for more water quality. It's less impervious surface.
Okay. Good.
So that's actually helpful. Stormwater ponds have actually been designed for those sidewalks, but eliminating them will improve the water quality. I'd also pointed out that there was cost to not only construct it, but cost to homeowners, responsibilities, maintenance involved. That could be detrimental to the property owner or the homeowners associations. We're not attempting to eliminate the tot lots or the other preferred amenities, sport courts, and if people so choose, they could walk around the stormwater management areas. It's not that you're eliminating the trails in the woods. You still have open space that people can walk to that is connected closer to the community. So that's really the issue. It's not constructability cost. It's also could cause hardship to the homeowners association who they have other amenities they'd like to spend their money on rather than fixing sidewalks.
All right, sir. We thank you.
So then should the commission expect from you or Kirchner Engineering in the future these exact same design considerations that you just said, that you will at least be talking to your clients about moving walking trails away from wetlands, and if there are walking trails and things like that, that you'll be trying to provide adequate opportunities for 911 responders to evacuate people off the trails, as you just stated, that is a difficulty of having remote scenic walking trails?
I think that the wetlands in this situation and the design of the subdivision is not conducive for that emergency responding.
Mm-hmm.
And in the future, we like consideration for one side of the road for the simple fact of water quality. Just because you build a sidewalk on both sides of the street doesn't mean people are going to use it.
Right.
But if we can help with water quality and appease pedestrians, you know, we can work hand in hand in that.
Good. I just wanted to say, next time you come before me with the site plan, I'll be thinking about the things that you said as far as this argument this evening.
Right.
Thank you, sir. Very nice.
I also want to share with you that part of the reason why we're reluctant to do these things is that we don't want to encourage a trend.
Right.
You know, you get it approved, say all the right things so that we say, yes, you can do it, and then you come back a year later and say, well, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, I don't want to do the other thing. We didn't want to do those things, and, you know, why were they there, you know? Or they may have been conditions that we imposed that maybe weren't on your plan. I understand that. But it needs to be a part of your discussion in your application, though. Really should be. You know, and I'm just pointing that out to you. This is all relatively new territory for everyone, and we're all struggling with this crazy economy we have right now. And not only that, you're also struggling with the changing desires of the marketplace, and I understand that. So, that being said, gentlemen, it's your pleasure.
If I might, Mr. Chairman, I agree with what you said. I mean, when we get a letter or an application for change or whatever, you know, our mindset's in one area, and then we get hit with something, you know, different. You know, kind of feel blindsided. And but that being said, I do have a question, and again, this, I mean, while we, I thought we were dealing with one thing, now it's almost like we're dealing with a whole site plan review. I do want to ask the question, what's your setback from your wetlands?
I believe it's 50 feet.
So that's still being honored, what was proposed originally?
Of course.
Okay. I will share with you, my concern is about the sidewalks, is that with the smaller lots that we do have, and the fact that now we have an entire project that's stuffed on one side of the road instead of being able to use all your property, which I understand is not, you know, you're doing. Del Dot came along and basically probably said, if you want an entrance, we want your land.
Did it for you.
Yeah. They did it for you.
I'll say that I just want to point out that that's probably not necessarily a bad thing, and I don't know that I want to discourage people looking at large stormwater management ponds across the road from development, because with county engineering, we're looking at that where it's like a real solution to lots of subdivision and roadways, you know. So yeah. If you look at that in terms of one subdivision site plan, you go, well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense putting it across the road, but that's a real useful tool potentially for resolving a lot of drainage issues.
Nothing I said was meant to discourage that, and I agree with you. You're going to find that that works. It's further away you can get it from people in the streets, better off you are. And on the other side of the street is a good solution.
And you can capture water from a lot of different places.
So I'm good with that. Okay.
Here's my pleasure, Mr. Chairman. Okay. Given that we've been hit at the last minute with a new request, which is, as you pointed out, is counter to the letter, where the letter was saying we want to do away with the trails because we got to put sidewalks on both sides. And now it's, while we're at it, let's do away with some of the sidewalks. So given that, Mr. Chairman, concerning this particular application for subdivision 2005-78 Delmarva Woodlands Alliance, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
I'll second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-78 Delmarva Woodlands Alliance Cool Spring Meadows amended conditions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.